Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
So we have Nova and Shakayla joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Nova, how old are you?
11.
And you're a student at Alma Damar Charter School in New Bedford, correct?
Yeah.
And you are being recognized for something very cool. How long have you been writing?
Since, I think, about like third grade or fourth grade, either third or fourth.
And now you're going to be a published author at 11 years old. Tell everybody what you've been picked to write for.
I've been chosen to write for like creating a kind community, which is about how to feel welcome to everyone and to believe in yourself and in others. And you can also help out other people too, because you can also show acts of kindness to people and not judging people by what they look like, by how they act instead.
And that's going to get published in a book called Global Voices for Peace. Shakayla, can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
So the book Global Voices for Peace, it was actually recently published. It just came out. It's edited by Susan Hartley. She's a doctor from Canada. My mom actually has a friend from in New Bedford, who is from Canada, and she knew about Susan in her area looking for people to contribute to this book. So she told Nova about it. She entered in her piece and was actually chosen by Susan. So she is the youngest person in the book and the only child who contributed to the book.
You must feel pretty proud for that.
Yes, very much so.
Nova, what made you want to contribute creating a kind community to Global Voices for Peace?
What made me want to do it was because I really like to read books and write books a lot, because they just have really good stories and it's really creative. And some of them can teach you life lessons, like to be kind and to not be selfish or anything. That's why I really like reading books, because there's also fiction and everything about it, which I personally like fiction and mystery books. But that's also why I really wanted to write in this book, because I thought it was going to be a really fun opportunity.
And you're only 11, you say? Are you sure you're not 27?
No, I'm 11.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
You say some really powerful things in the essay. You say you are more powerful than you think. You just have to have a positive mindset about it. How did you come to that?
Well, because sometimes my Nana used to talk to me about things, and she would tell me to, like, be kind to others and that you are very strong and powerful. And I kind of took that to kind of write in the essay.
Nanas are always smarter than we are.
Yeah, yeah. And I imagine your mom has to be a big influence as well, huh?
Yep.
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 That's all you get. Yep.
Even if she makes me go to bed on time.
Okay, so the book is called Global Voices for Peace. We're going to share a link if you want to text us here in the studio of how you can get a hold of the book. You can just search for it online, but you can text us here in the studio and we will send you a direct link, 617-655-1234, 617-655-1234. Nova, to be 11 years old, to be a published author, that is something that most writers will never get to do in their lifetime, no matter what age they are. So to have accomplished this at just 11 years old is really wonderful. I hope you continue on. We can't wait to see what else you have in your future.
You're a powerhouse.
Yes, and you are officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Okay, I also just want to add too, because of this book, Nova was actually recognized by the city, and next week on Human Rights Day, she'll be getting the award for the city of New Bedford for human rights. And I just also want to credit Alma Del Mar, because Nova was born extremely premature for the first 5 years of her life. It was a lot of early intervention. She was delayed. They never thought she would speak, walk, anything like that.
Wow.
And when she started coming to Alma, on top of all that additional care that she was getting beforehand, they're very good at communicating at the school. So she was struggling with reading. She was getting very behind, and the teacher communicated very well with me and gave suggestions on how to get her to read better. And through that communication with Alma and everything like that, Nova found her passion for reading and writing. So I just think that it's an incredible school, and they do a very good job with communicating to make sure the kids progress forward.
What an incredible story. Jeez almighty.
Wow.
To have that late start and to still be where you are now. Credit to Alma Del Mar Charter School in New Bedford as well. Well, thank you again for sharing the story, Shekayla. Nova, it was wonderful to have you on, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay. Thank you for having us.
All right. Are we late to school? Are we doing okay?
She's like 10 minutes, but she has an exception.
Okay.
When you're getting the humanitarian award for the city, you can be 10 minutes late, dude.
No, you got to still be on time. No, you still got to be on time. All right. Well, have a great day, Nova. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Thank bye. You. All right. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, brought to you by our good friends at Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Cody from Plainville.
Hello, Cody.
Hi, Kennedy. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning,
good morning.
Good morning. Cody's a middle school English teacher, Kennedy.
Bless your heart.
Straighten up. Punctuate everything correctly, please, Dan, in all the questions, yes?
I'll make sure none of them end in a preposition.
All right, well done. Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Cody?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You're going to win the money. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Jackie Vernon, the original voice of Frosty the Snowman, had three secret families.
Exhausting.
What?
I can barely keep track of one normal girlfriend.
I would watch that 30 for 30. Frosty had a corncob pipe, a button nose. His eyes were made of what?
Coal.
It was a different time. Three families in this economy? Who could afford it?
Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart just got married. Who did she have a very toxic on-again, off-again relationship with on the Jersey Shore?
Ronnie.
One punch, bro.
Ron, stop.
Babbel posted its list of the most mispronounced word of 2025. They include Munjaro, acetaminophen, and the Louvre. Which city is the Louvre in?
Paris.
Do you have to say it like that?
The Louvre, yes. Walt Disney was born today, all the way back in 1901. He created one of the biggest empires on Earth. Which of these is the highest grossing animated movie Disney has ever released? Inside Out 2, Frozen 2, Toy Story 3.
Inside Out 2.
And question number 5, Post Malone will headline Bud Light's Super Bowl concert. Which popular comedian has been a spokesperson for Bud Light since 2024 and is featured in commercials with Post Malone?
Commercials with Post Malone.
Need an answer.
The guy from Workaholics, maybe.
Nope, not him. All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! What books are we reading in English this year?
We're going to be starting The Outsiders in the new year.
Oh, Essie Hinton, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, Barrett read that last year. All right, here we go, Kennedy. Cody from Plainville got 4 out of 5 correct.
All right, my guy.
And he would know as an English teacher, that's an 80.
Yeah.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jackie Vernon, the original voice of Frosty the Snowman, had 3 secret families.
Wow.
Right.
Happy birthday. Frosty had a corncob pipe, a button nose. His eyes were made of what?
Coal.
Now we know why. He was dead inside. Tied at 1, question number 2. That is just wild. How did you even find that out, Dan?
The internet.
Who types that in? It puts that in somewhere.
Don't worry about what I do. Just enjoy it.
Jersey Shore star Sammy Sweetheart just got married. Who did she have a very toxic on-again, off-again relationship with on the show?
Ronnie.
Yes, it was Ronnie. Here's some information you needed to know about the voice of Frosty the Snowman. He had 3 secret families. I just can't get
Dude,
over that.
The 30s, 40s, 50s, we all think they were a more wholesome time. They absolutely were not. Those movie stars were married 5 times, at least.
Babbel posted the list of the most mispronounced words of 2025. They include Manjaro, acetaminophen, and the Louvre. Which city is the Louvre in?
It is in Paris.
Yes, Paris. Tied at 3. Walt Disney was born today, all the way back in 1901. He created one of the biggest empires on Earth. Which of these is the highest grossing animated movie Disney has ever released? Inside Out 2, Frozen 2, Toy Story 3. Highest grossing.
Inside Out wasn't in theaters, was it? I'm going to say Frozen 2.
Inside Out 2.
Dang it.
Oh, it just got very interesting.
4-3. Question number 5. Post Malone will headline Bud Light's Super Bowl concert. Which popular comedian has been a spokesperson for Bud Light since 2024 and has been featured in commercials with Post Malone? If I can see it on her face.
Yeah.
We don't even have to wait, do we?
Dennis Leary.
That is incorrect, Kennedy. That is incorrect. That means Cody gets the win. Shane Gillis is the correct answer. Shane Gillis.
I did a Super Bowl commercial together and everything.
I don't have cable. I don't watch commercials. Mm. Well,
what kind of fun is that? Boo.
How will you keep up with who's slinging beer?
I don't know. Clearly, I need to.
Do better, Kennedy.
I'll
do
try.
Better. Well, congratulations, Cody. You won yourself the $100. Not only did you win the money, but you won yourself a pair of VIP tickets to Commonwealth Shakespeare Company's production of Charles Dickens, A Christmas Carol, playing December 6th through the 23rd at Emerson Cutler Majestic Theater. Buy tickets at comshakes.org. You've got them for free, so congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Have a great day at school. Do you want to say where you teach?
Yeah, I teach at Kingsfield Middle School in Norfolk.
Walk through those hot halls with your chest out today, because not many people beat Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
So you can still win with an 80. See that, teacher?
Right.
Kennedy, what do you want to say to Cody before you go?
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and I can't beat Cody.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Dashing through the mall with Mix 104.1. Bring your toys for toss, and it will be so fun. Carson and Kennedy are here to bring you joy. Come on down to the mall and don't forget your toy. Oh, toys for toss, Mix 104.1. Bring your toy to the mall and it will be so fun. Hey, happy holidays.
So great.
Isn't that great?
It's so good.
That's so much fun. It's the big weekend for us for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. And it could be a lot of fun for you as well, not just to donate a toy, but to have a little fun in the process of donating a toy. So we want to get to 10,000 again this year. It looks to be a little bit more of a struggle than in previous years. I think we're all dealing with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's more expensive right now.
Yeah.
Everybody is suffering. Everything's a little bit tighter this year.
It really is.
And we can see it collecting toys too.
Mm-hmm.
So all of the toys that we collect go to the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program. We're going to be at Pheasantly Mall tomorrow. That is 11 to 1, New Hampshire. We are coming for you.
We can't wait to see you.
Yes, we're taking off our helmets. We're riding without our seatbelts. We're coming to New Hampshire. Live free or die. Live free or die, and we're collecting toys. So again, Pheasantly Mall on Saturday from 11 to 1. And then on Sunday, this is the big one. This is North Shore versus the South Shore, the battle to end all battles. Dan and I, of course, are from the North Shore, the best shore. I mean, Charlestown has been adopted by the North Shore. I hope you don't mind, Dan.
That's fine. We'll take what we can get.
Thank you. We need all the help we can get. Against Kennedy, who is, of course, the mayor of the South Shore.
I wouldn't go that far, but...
Quincy's own.
So we'll be there at the North Shore Mall 12 to 2, and then Kennedy will be at the South Shore Plaza from 12 until 2. To the winners go the spoils.
That's right.
To the losers goes all of the embarrassing things.
Only one shore can reign supreme.
Right. Yes. It is time to announce what the punishment will be to the losers. I did not realize it was so close last year. We lost by how many toys, Dan?
I don't have an exact count, but it was like 50.
Oh, wow. Okay, so here's the deal. We're adding a wrinkle this year. You are going to help exact the punishment on the loser.
Yes.
You bring us a toy, and it might be you that gets to exact the punishment on the loser.
That's right.
Losers. I say loser singular because this year we're going to get it done, Dan.
Manifest destiny.
I can feel it. There's a groundswell of support for the underdogs that is the North Shore.
We love a comeback story.
We're like the Patriots. Nobody saw it coming this season. Next thing you know, we're 10-2, Dan.
That's right.
Going to the Super Bowl.
And Kennedy is the Buffalo Bills in our rear view.
Your window's gone. You're a has-been. You're old news. We're 2025, baby.
Yeah, but I have fans that want to jump on flaming tables. What do you got?
You're old and busted. We're the
That's
new
true.
Hotness.
You do have a very dedicated and rowdy fan base. Similar to the Bills.
All right, Kennedy, tell everybody what the punishment is going to be for the loser.
So here's what's going to happen. We are going to be at these two malls, right? We'll be at North Shore and South Shore. And while you are there, you can let us know that you want to be a part of this. And what will happen is, on Monday, we will announce who is the winner. And we'll pick one person who gets to come in the studio on Tuesday to exact this punishment.
Yes.
And the punishment will be a big old pie in the face.
Great. To whoever
just
suggested this.
Just a big old pie right in the face hole.
I don't know who suggested it. Somebody, I think they called in or texted in, but they had this idea. They're like, somebody should definitely take a pie to the face. The ultimate embarrassing moment. Have you ever taken a pie to the face before?
I don't think so.
Dan, have you ever taken a pie to the face before?
Yeah, once.
You did?
From Annie.
Oh. I do remember that. I seem to remember she threw a high heater, too.
Yeah, she went way too hard.
Like, she reared back. Like, there was something. She started in Quincy, came all the way through Boston to the North.
Seeing stars for a week.
I forgot about that. So, yes, what will happen is while you're dropping off a toy on Sunday at either North Shore Mall or South Shore Plaza, we'll have a little register to win box. You put your name in the box if you want to do it. We'll come in on Monday. We'll announce who won, who collected the most toys, who the loser is. And then Tuesday, you'll get to come in and exact the punishment of a pie to the face.
We'll pull a name from the winning shores registration.
Right.
And then you get to come in studio, see how everything works behind the scenes, hang out with us, and then hit your favorite radio DJ in the face with a pie.
And we're going to
it's a once in a lifetime deal.
We're going to record all of it. We're going to have high definition cameras set up so we can get it in slow motion so we can relive this moment of glory when Kennedy takes a pie to the face. Yes.
I ain't scared.
Do we get to pick the pie?
No.
Well, something messy. I feel like Apple will just break a nose.
Cherry pie, Dan.
Been doing this since 2013. And every year we need 10,000 things. We love that you show up strong. So I made you this song. But we don't have that long to get to 10K.
10K.
So we hope you'll come along. I'll show you the way. Hear me singing. We want 10,000
toys. So put another doll in that donation box, baby.
Okay, so maybe we'll take suggestions for pie types, Kennedy. What kind of pie are we going to do?
Just a big old whipped cream pie.
What?
Yeah, like all...
Something messy.
Something that, yeah, it'll get all over
you
your
just
face.
You just do straight whipped cream?
Like
you
a whole lot of Cool Whip.
You don't do like a lemon meringue or key lime with stuff on top or something?
You can do whatever you want. I just figured it would be whipped cream pies like they do on TV.
Mm.
But whatever you
full
guys
full Three Stooges.
We are the ones that have to pick up the mess, so because we don't have anyone else here.
Oh, we'll
so.
Put a tarp down.
Yeah,
whatever.
We'll put down garbage bags.
Oh, it'll will be we?
Fun. Yes.
Will we?
Yes, you will. Well, As the loser, Kennedy, you have to clean up your own mess.
Sounds like a plan. Whatever pie you guys want, let's go.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. People have questions. They have comments. They want to talk about this in depth, Kennedy.
All right, let's do it.
With the pie to the face punishment that will happen next week on the show, we're going to be collecting for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys this weekend. Saturday, we're going to be at Pheasant Lane Mall. That's 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That is separate of the North Shore versus South Shore.
But we love New Hampshire and how you guys show up every year.
They show up no matter what. So we're going to have a good time out there again Saturday, 11 to 1. That's tomorrow, Pheasant Lane Mall up in New Hampshire. And then Sunday is the North Shore versus the South Shore. It is a battle that has been fought all the way going back to the Battle of Bunker Hill. It actually, Battle of Bunker Hill came after North Shore versus South Shore. I don't know if you know that in your history books or not, Dan. So Dan and I will be at the North Shore Mall from 12 to 2, and then Kennedy will be at the South Shore Plaza from 12 until 2. And then the loser will face the punishment of the pie to the face. Angie from Quincy, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to make a suggestion since there's two people on the North Shore who are going to be wearing pies on Monday morning. But shouldn't there be two people on the South Shore, which I know we're not going to lose because I live in Quincy. And, you know, maybe we should have Kennedy have one of her chefs come in with the pies, and then you have quality.
Oh, I see. To make it equal. Yeah, but it's so, like,
no.
Two of us only equals one Kennedy, so.
Well, but if somebody comes in, who one of them can do Dan, but I'm doing the Carson of it all, right?
That makes you happy.
You don't get to do it.
Why not?
That video. And can we put whipped cream on top of the apple pie and really make it work? 100%.
Yeah, I have lots of good ideas, Angie. No, the punishment, the exacting of the punishment is from somebody who listens to the show.
Oh, but they get to do one, don't I get to do the other?
They get to do both of them.
Oh.
Unless you want me to do yours when you lose.
Well, that wouldn't work because then you'd the winner seat.
Well, we're going to have to pie you twice so it's even.
Yes. Oh, I do like that. Got yourselves in some trouble now, didn't you, Kennedy?
Whatever works, guys.
Uh-huh.
Whatever works.
Painted yourself into a little corner with that one. Kathy from Framingham, hello.
Hi.
What is your pie suggestion?
I suggest blueberry.
Oh, so messy.
That way it stains your face blue for a little bit, and you can feel sad that you lost.
Why do you hate us?
You're being diabolical, okay.
You're the one who asked. I just said whipped cream, and you said no.
Kathy woke up on the wrong side of the Christmas. I don't know what is going on. Thank you, Kathy.
Amazing.
That's a good one.
That is pretty good, actually. Let's see. Marianne. Good morning. Marianne and Finnegan from Milton. Hi, Finnegan.
Hi. What's going on?
What's going on? What is your suggestion for the pie?
I'm thinking of something really messy, so I'm going to have to go with Boston cream pie.
A classic.
Yeah, Boston related. I like that.
Well done. Well done.
Finnegan, how old are you?
I'm 12, yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
Oh, okay.
We didn't ask you, Mom.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Marianne. Finnegan is his own man.
We're talking with the boys here. It's just the boys talking.
Oh, my gosh. Let him have
it. We want Kennedy. Oh, no.
Finnegan,
Team Kennedy.
Finnegan, blink if you need us to save you from your mother.
You guys.
Let your child make their own decisions.
Helicopter parent. Thank you, Marianne. John is from Randolph. Good morning, John.
Good morning, all.
Hey.
How are we doing?
What's going on, John?
Not much on my way to work. I just wanted to point out that when you go to the supermarket and you buy those pie shells for making the pies, they're always packed in two packs, and there's a reason for that.
John got jokes, Dan.
Got him!
He is insinuating that all pie packs come in twos because we're going to lose.
I got it. Thank you.
I love it when a man mansplains to another man. That's a first.
They're dividing us, Dan. I don't like this.
John, I appreciate your faith in us.
I also wanted to say, Kennedy, I'll see you Sunday.
Sounds good. See you there, my guy.
What happened, Dan, to us? Good morning, B-Side.
It's not over yet. I believe in the North.
Morning.
Repping the North Shore. Are you going to help us out, B-Side?
Kennedy, you know I love your face and every fiber of my being.
But I also know that you're queen of the North Shore, and that's fine.
I'm sorry. I have to represent the beef three ways.
Let's go. Suck on that, South Shore. How about them apples?
Oh, we got B-Side. That's the number one draft pick.
You're not wrong.
All right. Well, we'll see you on Sunday. Thank you, B-Side.
All right. Bye.
Bye,
all right. Heather from Ashby. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
You have a pie suggestion?
Yes, blueberry all the way. Yeah. Because it'll be messy for one, it'll stain, and it'll be soft to the face.
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was it to let people pick what pie they could use?
Yours.
That was stupid.
I was only going to give them the illusion of choice.
That's a dumb idea.
I wanted to make whipped cream.
Who said open up the phone lines and let people pick their pie?
People are going crazy, too. Someone said hot apple pie, like they want us to get burned.
Thanks, third degree burns. That's funny. Ha ha.
Multiple people said shepherd's pie.
Oh, I'm down with that.
Yeah, I want lamb on me for the rest of the day.
Shepherd's pie is actually tasty. That's not bad. All right. So
diabolical.
Again, South Shore, North Shore this Sunday, 12 to 2. Dan and I at the North Shore Mall, 12 to 2. It's Kennedy at South Shore Plaza, 12 to 2. Bring us a new unwrapped toy, and then you can also sign up, and it could be you putting a pie in our face at the beginning of next week.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Gabby Kennedy, of course, brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Aaron from Norton.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Also, Declan and Lucy on the way to school. Yep. Good morning, Declan. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
Was that Declan or Lucy?
Declan.
Okay. How old are you, Declan?
10.
And how old's Lucy?
8.
Good deal. Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. And Mom's going to win $1,000.
Ooh, that's a lot of Christmas presents.
It's a lot of pie. It's a lot of pie.
A lot of pie.
All right, she's gone. She can't hear it. Here we go. Question number one. Jennifer Lopez is in the process of getting her Ben Affleck tattoo removed. Jennifer Lopez once co-headlined the Super Bowl halftime show. Who did she co-headline with?
Oh, Jennifer Lopez.
Need an answer.
Bruno Mars.
Question number two. Cheetos are bringing a new product to the shelves with their early 2026 introduction of Cheetos Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Puffs. What has Cheetos' slogan been since
1997?
Who's the
Cheeto guy?
No.
Oh, my God.
All right, question number three. Johnny Resnick, 60 years old today, is the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. Take a listen to this Goo Goo Dolls song and then name it.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand when everything's made to be broken. I just want you to know.
Name that song.
I just want you to know who I am.
Question number four. There's a new Men in Black movie in the works, and they want to get Will Smith back. Who played his Men in Black partner in the original movies? Which actor?
Jamie Foxx.
Question number five. Country star Megan Maroney says on Christmas Eve, her family watches It's a Wonderful Life, and her dad makes cookies.
I love a little tradition.
In It's a Wonderful Life, they say every time blank happens, an angel gets its wings.
Every time. Oh, my God, I'm blanking.
Need an answer.
Sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Well, at least we know you're not cheating. I appreciate that.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Mac and Declan and Lucy. Got 0 out of 5.
No.
That is a Mac. Mickety, mickety, Mac. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I mean, not really. Question number one. Jennifer Lopez is in the process of getting her Ben Affleck tattoo removed. J-Lo once co-headlined the Super Bowl halftime show. Who did she co-headline with?
Shakira.
Yes, Shakira, 1-0. Cheetos are bringing a new product to the shelves with the early 2026 introduction of new Cheetos Flamin' Hot Dill Pickle Puffs.
Ooh.
What has Cheetos' slogan been since
1997? Oh. I don't know.
Dangerously cheesy, Kennedy. 1-0. Johnny Resnick, 60 years old today. He's the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. Take a listen to this Goo Goo Dolls song and then name it.
And I don't want the world to see me, because I don't think that they'd understand when everything's made to be broken. I just want you to know who I am.
Iris?
So good.
That is a favorite North Carolina song, if I ever heard one.
There's a new Men in Black movie in the works, and they want to get Will Smith back. Who played his Men in Black partner in the original movies? Which actor?
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones. 3-0. Country star Megan Maroney, who, by the way, was number 4 on my Wrapped list for 2025. I love her. She says her family watches It's a Wonderful Life, and her dad makes cookies on Christmas Eve.
That is wholesome.
In It's a Wonderful Life, they say every time blank happens, an angel gets its wings.
A bell rings.
Yes, every Aaron. Time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings.
I knew that one.
What? Girl.
I'm very distracted this morning.
Oh, it's all right.
It's harder when the bright lights are on and you're on the radio.
Okay. I get it.
And you're staring down the barrel of Kennedy.
Right. And you got Declan and Lucy just side-eyeing you. You're getting none right. All right. Well, Aaron, we do appreciate you calling in this morning to play. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $1,000. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We hope you and Declan and Lucy and the whole family have a nice holiday, okay?
Thank you. You too.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Declan, and we can't be Kennedy.
Oh, you outsourced your loss?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix, streaming on the Odyssey app. Let's get to it.
And now, it's time for Kennedy's Impossible Parody. You have chosen the subject, and we gave Kennedy 10 minutes to write, sing, and produce a song. Here it is, Kennedy's Impossible Parody.
Whatever you had planned, discard it. In caps, exclamation point, the impossible parody needs to be about this whole pie-in-the-face situation, South Shore, Best Shore. That is from Steve. South Shore, Best Shore. It sounds like he wants to see us get the pies in the face, Dan. It's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I liked it until the end.
Right, exactly. So quickly, just to tell you, if you had not heard, so for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys, we're going to be collecting Saturday. We're going to be at Pheasant Lane Mall, 11 to 1. But Sunday is North Shore versus South Shore. Dan and I will be on the North Shore again this year. Kennedy will be on the South Shore. And the loser will take a pie to the face next week, done by someone who listens to the show and donates a toy.
That's right.
So when you come out, you donate a toy, either North Shore or South Shore. You can tell us if you want to be in the running for this. Monday, we will draw the winner. And then Tuesday, pie in the face here in the studio with the beautiful HD cameras. We're going to get it all. We'll have slow-mo. We'll have rewind. All of it.
We'll have play-by-play.
We'll have a play. Yes.
Are you bringing in staff?
Tony Romo's coming to do play-by-play.
Tom Brady, Dan. Only Tom Brady. So, Kennedy, your impossible parody this morning. What did you bring about
right,
the pie in the face?
All right, so to the tune of Lady Gaga's Poker Face, here is Pie in the Face. Carson is talking big, but can he back it up? The history of this matchup is one he wants to disrupt. Everyone lined up, placing bets on who gets sprayed. Somebody is eating pie, but not the normal way, so... You'll get one shot, show us what you got. You'll get one shot to show us what you got. Who will get a pie in the face? Who will get a pie in the face? Pie in the face, pie in the face. Pie in the face, pie in the face. South Shore versus North Shore. Who will take the prize? Monday morning, we'll find out who gets the big surprise. It's all up to you, my friends, whose face will get the pie. And you will be the get the one who puts it in their eye. So, you'll get one shot to show us what you got.
What?
You'll get one shot to show us what you got. Who will get a pie in the face? Who will get a pie in the face? Pie in the face, pie in the face. Pie in the face, pie in the face. Little instrumental break here.
Little theremin solo.
One of you will be throwing, whipped cream will be flowing. We're not bluffing, you'll be stuffing. I'm not lying. We'll be sighing when that pie starts flying. One will win, one will lose. Don't get any on your shoes. I promise this, wipe your face, you look marvelous. Who will get a pie in the face? Who will get a pie in the face? Papaya?
Are we getting papaya in the face, Sam?
It's a papaya pie.
Health conscious.
So funny.
Sorry we're so distracting when you're trying to...
It's all right. I enjoy it. It makes it more fun.
Nice work, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Kennedy's Impossible Parody every week at about this time. And if you have an idea for Kennedy's Impossible Parody, please email it to me, Carson, K-A-R-S-O-N, at mix1041.com. Do not text it in. We like to keep it a surprise from the 413. I'm totally jamming. Best one yet.
Oh,
nice
you.
Job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Papaya in the face.
All time. Papaya in the face.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's in single digits. We got to talk about it. 9 degrees right now.
It's brisk.
The air hurts my face.
9 degrees right now. So, yeah. If you're putting the kiddos out to the bus, or you're getting ready to take the dog out, just know that's going to happen. It's going to hit you like a ton of bricks.
Let's see if all those shorts and winter people show up today.
Right? Remember yesterday, all the young
Nothing
people wearing shorts?
Nothing bothers them. Right. The shorts people just are different.
All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah.
Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Well, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, if you believe what you read on the internet, and I do, have reportedly landed on a wedding date and maybe even a place. The rumor is that June 13th, 2026 is the date, and we thought they were going to be doing it in Rhode Island, perhaps at her house, because there was a lot of remodeling happening there. However, according to the interwebs, they want to get married quickly because, according to some, Taylor wants to have kids. They were going to have a small ceremony, but then realized their guest list needed more space than she could do at that gigantic house of hers. So there's a place called Ocean House on Watch Hill in Rhode Island, which is apparently close to where her home is, and that they've decided to have it there. But there was just one problem. You can imagine on December 5th, 2025, trying to get a place of June 2026 might be difficult because it'd be booked already.
Yeah, you know, they reached out to me about DJing the event, and I told them, well, you got to get the deposit in quickly because, you know, I get booked up pretty fast for these things.
Well, needless to say, the Ocean House was booked, and according to the internet, she dropped a whole lot of money to get the date from them.
Oh, really?
That's so the rumor.
The rumor is she got it.
That's the rumor.
Would you sell your wedding date to Taylor Swift for...
With enough zeros? Absolutely.
In a heartbeat.
Commas and zeros is all yours, babe.
It's all I need. It's all
and
I need.
It was probably only one Life of a Showgirl variant for her.
And it's a story that woman gets to tell for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm. And it needs
I got
to...
bumped by Taylor Swift.
See this new house? Taylor bought it for me.
And I would like to be invited to your wedding, please. That's in the contract agreement as well.
Maybe. That wouldn't be a bad decision.
There'd be so many people there, she wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, that's
for
what
sure.
I'm saying.
Kenny Chesney just shared that Jimmy Buffett made it on stage at his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tribute, even though he had passed away a year before. Mac McAnally, who played guitar for Jimmy for a billion years, snuck a small urn of Jimmy's ashes in his coat.
No, he did not.
During the performance. So Kenny said while they were backstage, Mac showed him a small urn he had inside his coat pocket that were ashes that were given to Mac by Jimmy's daughter, Savannah. And then they performed Come Monday with Jimmy, with James Taylor and Mac. And I just think that's the best story in the world.
I love it.
Y'all carry my ashes with me everywhere you go.
I was going to ask, what do you want people to do with your ashes?
This is my thought, is that after it's not even, I don't even want a funeral, just Carson knows, just a big old party. Have a good time. I want you to laugh and tell stories about the times that I made you laugh. And then as you leave, you get a little bag of my ashes. Do whatever you want to with them. Put them wherever it brings you joy, right?
A little baggie.
A little baggie take with you. You know, like when at a wedding, you get a little bag of you get a little bag of rice to throw or whatever. You can take my ashes, put them wherever you had a moment with me.
Viking funeral all
That's
day.
That's it.
It's
going to
be a party. It's going to
be a good
party.
Time.
Put me on a raft and shoot flaming arrows at me.
And this week, Jelly Roll and his girl Bonnie got to have a prom that they never had because of Jelly's daughter Alyssa. So in a sweet video, Bailey, who is the daughter, can be seen bringing in Bunny wearing a long dress and Jelly Roll into this big space. She announces them as prom king and queen. They get a moment to dance on the floor alone. Bunny said, I learned a powerful lesson as a parent. Bailey has always hated school dances, and because I never went to ours, we always pushed her. Go make memories. Go have experiences that we missed. Mm-hmm. But this year has been heavy. Schedules, mental health, burnout, all of it. We've kept to ourselves, and we hate surprises. So when Bailey texted saying she had one for us, I spiraled. Especially after we swore there'd be no surprises for Jelly Roll's birthday, but we showed up even with tired hearts, and when we walked in, we stopped in our tracks, a room full of friends and family, a night she called Under the Stars, a prom birthday party she created, she crowned us king and queen, and we danced and sang like teenagers who finally got their moment. I'm telling you right now.
That's really sweet.
He's going through a lot of changes in his life, and some people are not happy about it, and I don't
understand
it.
When people lose weight, people get mad. It's wild to me.
People are very upset, you know, shaving of the beard, the losing of the weight. I saw a whole thing the other day where people are saying, see, he's turning into the man. He's becoming a part of the machine. And that's not who we fell in love with.
800 times out of 10, when people are lashing out at someone, it's because of something they see in themselves. You know what I mean?
I just see it as a sign of success, man. When you become successful and you have copious amounts of money that can allow you to maybe get healthier or lose weight or maybe take care of things appearance-wise that you didn't...
Well, you shouldn't need money to lose weight. That makes me sad. But like at the end of the day,
I understand that.
But that
and that's what he
too.
Wants. It's what
but
he wants.
He was really overweight. He was not healthy. He was not going to live a long life being like that. It doesn't change who you are just because you have less of it. It happened to me when I lost weight.
Right.
People said stuff.
I don't understand it. I don't understand the hate for some people.
It's a mirror.
You've seen it with Meghan Trainor as well.
It's
people going after Meghan Trainor.
It's absolutely a mirror.
Leave people alone. Let them do
it. If you feel bad about yourself, keep it to yourself.
Let them live.
Thank you. Let them cook, as they say. That's what I got.
Is that what they say?
That's what I learned from you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back. During the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy from Rockland, it's Emily.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, Emily?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Kennedy's wearing a sweatshirt that says, "My rates went up."
I love that.
It's so good. Here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, it's a loss for you. Kennedy's now in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Taylor Swift reportedly wanted to book a venue in New England for June 13th for her wedding, but another couple had already booked it, so she paid them off to change their date. The venue is in the same state she owns her mansion. Which state is that?
Rhode Island.
22 years ago today in 2003, Gwyneth Paltrow married Chris Martin 5 months before giving birth to their daughter. Back in the day, their daughter made headlines for her unusual name, which is?
Apple.
Question number three. Frankie Muniz, 40 today. He was the star of Malcolm in the Middle and is reprising the role for the reboot. Which famous actor played his dad, Hal, on the show before later becoming Walter White?
I know his name. I just watched Breaking Bad. Oh!
That came from your soul.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, we need an answer.
Question number four.
Bryan Cranston.
Question number four. The Masked Singer returns January 7th with all new costumes. There will also be an Ozzy Osbourne tribute night. Which singer won the very first season of The Masked Singer?
I never watched that show.
That's going to be tough to get that answer then. Question number five. Kenny Chesney shared that Jimmy Buffett made it on stage at his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tribute, even though he had passed away the year before because they snuck a small urn of Jimmy's ashes on stage during the performance. What was Jimmy Buffett's backing band called?
My mother would kill me. I cannot okay. remember.
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy! Your mother a big parrot head?
She was. She loved Jimmy Buffett. Mm.
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I see your rates have gone up.
Yes, they do. Know you're worth and double it, friends.
That feels like a Sal problem.
Mm-hmm.
Emily got 3 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Oh, what's up with my ding?
A little soft ding. That was more like a ying.
A ying.
D is silent.
There it is. So here we go, Kennedy. Question number one. These are tough. Did I say that?
You did.
Yeah. They've gotten tougher since we started.
Okay.
Taylor Swift reportedly wanted to book a venue in New England for June 13th for her wedding, but another couple already had it, so she paid them off, allegedly, to change their date. The venue is in the same state she owns her mansion in, which is?
Rhode Island.
Tied to one. 22 years ago today in 2003, Gwyneth Paltrow married Chris Martin 5 months before giving birth to their daughter. Back in the day, their daughter made headlines for her unusual name, which is?
Apple.
2-2. Frankie Muniz, 40 today. He was the star of Malcolm in the Middle and is reprising the role for the reboot. Which famous actor played his dad, Hal, on the show before later becoming Walter White?
Bryan Cranston.
I saw him in some movie the other day, and it was like an iconic movie, like a really old movie, and he was a super young actor in it, and he was very good. But I just, for the life of me, I can't think of, I was shocked when I saw him in it. I was like, oh my God, that's Bryan Cranston.
He's been around for a long time.
He's been doing it for a minute.
He was so handsome when he was younger, too.
He's not handsome now? What happened?
I mean, for an older guy, he is still very handsome, but...
3-3, question number 4. The Masked Singer returns January 7th with all new costumes. There will also be an Ozzy Osbourne tribute night. Which singer won the very first season of The Masked Singer?
Is it T-Pain?
It was.
With some respect on Tallahassee Pain.
4-3, question number 5. Kenny Chesney shared that Jimmy Buffett made it on stage at his Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tribute, even though he'd passed away the year before, because they snuck a small urn of Jimmy's ashes on stage during their performance. What was Jimmy Buffett's backing band called?
The Coral Reefer Band.
Yes, that is it. Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. 4-3 is the final score. Was that a reference to weed? Also?
No, coral reef.
Okay.
I don't know, maybe, probably.
I just clicked in my head. I was like, was that like a clever reference to weed and we never noticed it before? I was today years old when I just thought of that. Who knows?
Wikipedia says yes, both.
Huh.
I mean, I always assumed it was.
Did you? It just never.
A double entendre.
It never crossed my mind until today.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Look at that. Learn something new every day, Kennedy.
I guess I do. And I appreciate it.
It's right in front of your eyes. Don't even see it.
Huh. All right.
Wild. All right, Emily, you don't get the money. Thank you for calling in to play this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Emily, and I can't beat Kennedy. And you said she's won 3-4. She won 3-5.
Thanks, Boo.
Oh, my apologies. I will
put some respect on her name.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm going to go listen to some reefer band.
I have my own hype girl. Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school, you sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
I swear I just heard a dog bark, but that was probably just in my ears.
It's a ghost in the machine.
Kevin Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hello to Melanie from Hudson, New Hampshire.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Kennedy. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Is Cisco going with
Thank you?
No, he's staying here. My dog is in here hanging out with us this morning.
Sure is.
Yep. Keep him away from that beautiful tree, Dan.
He hasn't knocked any ornaments off. He's been a very good boy.
He's a good boy. All right. Here we go, Melanie.
I heard you say that this morning.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $1,000, okay?
Oh, man. Okay.
That would
thank
be really
you.
Good. And I know your husband, Ted, is there to help out a little bit, I guess, huh?
Yes. Yes, I hope so.
It's always good to have backup.
Here we go. Question number 1. The Celtics won big over the Wizards last night. Final score is 146-101. It sounds like a game from the 50s. 146 points.
Right? I know.
And this, despite their biggest star, has been on the bench with an injury for the entire season. Who is he? Oh.
Who was that? Oh. Jay, I don't follow basketball.
Did somebody cut Ted off in traffic?
Yeah, what just happened there? What happened?
Oh, yeah, that was what happened. Somebody was cutting us off. We were going to the eye doctor, but we're here now.
You let him know.
Is it Jalen Brown? No, I forget the name.
All right, question number 2.
That guy cut us off.
Yeah.
Well, focus on that, Quinn. We're on to 2.
Here we go. Thank you for not swearing at that person, because I would have. All right. This crooner named Michael says we should start listening to Christmas music in June, but it has for selfish reasons that he says that. He says it would be great for my streaming revenue. Who is he? What is the crooner's name? Michael what?
Yeah. No, we don't know that one either.
Question number three. She's Snoop Dogg's good friend, and she has survived three lightning strikes, including one that zapped her in the ear through her phone. And when she dies, she wants to be composted on her property. What is her name?
Oh, good Lord. Snoop Dogg. Is it Martha Stewart?
Question number four.
Yeah, we'll go with Martha Stewart.
Let's go, Ted. Question number four. Kim Cattrall got married. What TV show made her famous?
Sex in the City.
Question number five. A radio consultant says there are only 100 to 125 mainstream Christmas songs that really matter, and if you deviate too far from them, you lose listeners. Can you name Brenda Lee's big holiday hit?
Do you remember that one?
Brenda Lee.
Yeah.
No? All right.
White
Christmas?
It's not White Christmas. Is it the one about the hippopotamus?
Kennedy!
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's Gayla Peavy. That is a great song.
Wow, what a pull.
It is.
You didn't know that was Gayla Peavy? I thought everybody knew
it's
that.
It's like his favorite song.
That is my, that's at the top of the list.
Gayla Peavy could tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, I'm Gayla Peavy, and I would say, what is that?
All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Melanie and Ted got 2 out of 5.
All right.
And almost into a car accident also in the middle of that.
It was a hectic round.
No, it was wild. There was a horn honking.
Surprise.
Yes. I think they threw their ice dunks at somebody. I don't know. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The Celtics won big over the Wizards last night, Kennedy. The final score in what sounds like a video game score was 146 to 101. And this despite the Celtics' biggest star has been on the bench with an injury all season. Who is he?
I don't know. Jason Tatum?
You do know, actually. 1-0.
I just said that to my husband. Darn it.
This crooner named Michael says we should start listening to Christmas songs in June, but he's being selfish because it would be great for his mainstream or his streaming revenue. Who is the crooner, Kennedy?
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé, yes, 2-0. She is Snoop's good friend and has survived three lightning strikes, including one that zapped her in the ear through her phone. And when she dies, she wants to be composted on her property. Who is she?
Martha Stewart.
3-1, question number four. Kim Cattrall got married. What TV show made her famous?
Sex in the City.
4-2, question number five. A radio consultant says there are only 100 to 125 mainstream Christmas songs that really matter, Kennedy. And if you deviate too far from them, you're going to lose listeners. Can you name Brenda Lee's big holiday hit?
Brenda Lee, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree?
It is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Oh, nice.
Yep, that is the one. Damn radio consultants ruining Christmas. We only get 100 songs. What the hell is that about? Is I want a hippopotamus on that list, Kennedy? I think not.
I don't know.
Should be if it's not.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
A shame.
Well, Melanie and Ted, you two are a delight. Please call in anytime to play, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. Great job, Kennedy.
You too, hon. Thanks for being with us.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Thank you. This is Mel and Ted from Hudson, New Hampshire, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.